Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 11, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Griffin secures $24 million United States dollars. Griffin has announced the rise of $24 million United States dollars in funding round, as well as its launch as a fully operational bank in the region of the United Kingdom. Ant Group increases transaction limits. Ant Group, the fintech affiliate of Alibaba Group Holding, has increased the mobile payment transaction limits for overseas visitors to Alipay and international e-wallets in China. Peloton Technologies launches a new feature for SMEs. Canada-based cloud-based platform Peloton Technologies has launched PCI-compliant payment links for businesses. Two Innovate partners with Paymentology. Two Innovate has announced its partnership with Paymentology in order to optimize operational efficiency and security in the Latin American financial ecosystem. Fingerprints partners with Thales and Garanti BBVA. Fingerprints has announced its partnership with Thales and Garanti BBVA in order to launch a biometric payment card for customers in the region of Turkey. Wolters Kluwer introduces a ML module for its CCHI firm. Netherlands-based risk management company Wolters Kluwer has announced the launch of an anti-money laundering AML module within CCHI firm in the UK. EBA launches consultation on redemption guidelines for crypto tokens. The European Banking Authority, EBA, has initiated a consultation on the guidelines for the orderly redemption of asset referenced or e-money tokens. Wayflyer moves into brick and mortar segment. Cash advance platform Wayflyer is to expand its offering beyond online-only businesses to support brands that sell into brick-and-mortar retail channels. Cash deposit marketplace Flagstone scores $108 million equity investment. London-based cash deposit marketplace Flagstone has scored a $108 million equity investment from USVC Estancia Capital Partners. India's UPI comes to Nepal. India's ambitions to take its unified payment interface global has taken a step forward thanks to a link-up with Nepal's PhonePe. Nexi selects MasterCard as open banking account-based payment partner. Nexi, the leading paytech in Europe, has chosen MasterCard as its strategic partner across Europe to support open banking account-based payments. Through this partnership, MasterCard Open Banking will facilitate e-commerce payments across Nexi's gateways serving merchants across Europe. BNP Paribas veteran Jean-Brice Picardi joins Viva.com as general manager in France. Viva.com, Europe's first technology bank for payments powering card acceptance on any device in 24 markets, announces the appointment of Jean-Brice Picardi as its new general manager for the French market. Bybit crypto card lands in Australia. Bybit, one of the world's top three crypto exchanges by volume, is thrilled to announce the Bybit card is now available in Australia. FSCOM acquires FM Consult. FSCOM, the leading governance risk and compliance consultancy, has acquired risk and compliance solutions provider FM Consult. CQG unveils machine learning toolkit for predicting futures market moves. CQG, a leading global provider of high-performance technology solutions for market makers, traders, brokers, commercial hedgers and exchanges, today announced completion of internal testing and proof of concept using live data on what the firm believes to be a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence, AI, predictive model for traders. FCA lifts restrictions on CryptoSet exchange-traded notes for professional investors. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, will not object to requests from recognized investment exchanges, RISE, to create a UK-listed market segment for CryptoSet-backed exchange-traded notes, CETNs. Boss Platform Griffin raises $24 million and launches as a fully operational UK bank. UK banking as a service startup Griffin has snared $24 million in fresh funding to meet regulatory capital requirements and exit, mobilization, as a fully licensed bank. Wolters Kluwer releases cloud-based AML module for CCHI firm in the UK. Wolters Kluwer Tax and Accounting, TAA, UK has released an anti-money laundering module, AML, within CCHI firm. Its cloud-based practice management and compliance software platform. MasterCard partners with Nexi to support open banking in Europe. US-based payment technology corporation MasterCard has partnered with Italy-based PayTech Nexi to support open banking payments in Europe. Flutterwave to cease barter. Nigeria-based fintech Flutterwave has announced its intentions to discontinue barter, a virtual card service, aiming to focus on its enterprise and remittance segments. Rabobank partners with Djemobile. Netherlands-based Rabobank has announced its partnership with Djemobile in order to enable clients to accept contactless payments on Android and iPhone devices. Matsui selects Broadridge for post-trade stock lending. Matsui Securities Company, Limited, one of Japan's top online securities brokers, has selected global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc.'s, NYSE, BR, cloud-based SaaS post-trade processing solution to drive operational efficiency in its stock lending business. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.